Hello, hello. This is Venus, and this is Sunday Night Jam Session. So, tonight, actually, I just kind of feel like playing some weird music. So, and I don't know, I don't want to call it weird and be kind of offensive to the music, because I actually really like it. So, I'm going to be playing a song from Thank You for Smoking soundtrack. I'm going to be playing some D'Angelo, Caliphone, of course, TV on the Radio, and a classic by Devin the Dude. So, let's start. So the first song that I want to play tonight is called Smoke Rings. It's performed by the Mills Brothers, and I got this from the soundtrack of Thank You for Smoking. I don't know, I just love music from this era. I don't have a direct actual date for when this was. It's kind of being a little bit difficult for me to find some information on this song. But I'm going to put it maybe 40s, probably 50s, maybe mid-50s. So anyway, do enjoy Smoke Rings by the Mills Brothers. It was written by Eugene Gifford and Ned Washington.
Where do they go, the smoke rings I blow each night? Oh, what do they do, those circles of blue and white? Why do they seem to picture a dream of then? Why do they fade that phantom parade of love? Your cares away. Puff, 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 night and day. Blow, blow them into air, silky little rings. Blow, blow them everywhere, give your troubles wings.
So the next song, when I first heard it, was an instant classic. I'm telling you now, it is not work appropriate. Turn the volume down. It is D'Angelo, Shit Damn Motherfucker. And I don't know, this song is a classic. And it's not that anyone has never felt this way before, he just articulated it well. Anyway, and plus, you know, I like the storytelling of the song, and the music is very perfect. So getting on with it, this is D'Angelo. Enjoy.
Thank you. Are you sleeping with my woman? This comes as a total surprise. I just can't believe my eyes. My best friend and my wife. She, they, motherfucker.
So the next track of the night is just kind of weird. I love Califone. I know they were huge in the 70s and did weird music back then, and they're still pretty much doing weird music now. I have this album, Roots and Crowns, that I think I got about 2 years ago, and I like it a lot. I don't know. Anyway, this is probably one of the weirder songs that I have, and I keep wanting to play it around Halloween, but I never really remember to because I just play it kind of often. It's called Rose Petal Ear, like I said, from Roots and Crowns, and I don't know what it is about this song. It's just got this really weird sort of addictive property to it that I just keep, like, listening to it. I don't know. Anyway, I hope you enjoy Rose Petal Ear by Califone.
¶¶
So next, I would like to let you know that TV on the Radio is actually pretty known for their skits, too. And they never show up on their album, but if you've watched any of their videos or see them on like YouTube or something like that, they always do these really weird skits. And in fact, that's where Flight of the Conchords came from. It was one of their skits from their video. And anyway, this song is one of their skits, and if I had a choice, I would just make it half as long. It's called Robots. And it's just really weird, but I really like it. It's so strange that it's like, I don't know, I always have to share this with people because it always makes the funniest look on their face. Anyway, I'm sharing it with you. I think you'll like it because it's funny. Robots by TV on the Radio from OK Calculator.
I could not help but noticing all these robots fucking in the middle of the mini mall. Robots fucking in the middle of the mini mall. Robots fucking in the middle of the car wash. Robots fucking in the middle of the sitcom. Robots fucking in the middle of the wet dream. Robots fucking in the middle of the White House. Robots fucking in the middle of the subway. Robots fucking in the middle of the Jay-Z video. Robots fucking in the middle of a telecast with Tom Brokaw announcing his love for puppies. Pictures of Oprah Winfrey fucking robots for sale. On eBay. $10. $20. $30. Sold. To the highest quitter. I could not help but noticing all these robots fucking in the middle of the mini mall. Robots fucking in the middle of the mini mall. Robots fucking in the middle of the car wash. Robots fucking in the middle of the sitcom. Robots fucking in the middle of the wet dream. Robots fucking in the middle of the White House. Robots fucking in the middle of the subway. Robots fucking in the middle of the Jay-Z video. Robots fucking in the middle of a telecast with Tom Brokaw announcing his love for puppies. Pictures of Oprah Winfrey fucking robots for sale. On eBay. $10. $20. $30. Sold. To the highest quitter. I could not help but noticing all these robots fucking in the middle of the mini mall. Robots fucking in the middle of the mini mall. Robots fucking in the middle of the car wash. Robots fucking in the middle of the sitcom. Robots fucking in the middle of the wet dream. Robots fucking in the middle of the White House. Robots fucking in the middle of the subway. Robots fucking in the middle of the Jay-Z video. Robots fucking in the middle of a telecast with Tom Brokaw announcing his love for puppies. Pictures of Oprah Winfrey fucking robots for sale. On eBay. $10. $20. $30. Sold. To the highest quitter.
And I had to save this one for the last song. This song is a classic, and I don't care if you don't like it, because everyone I know likes this song, and I'm pretty sure you're gonna like it too. It's called Zeldar, because we're from the planet Zeldar, and our leader is Zeldar. This is Devin the Dude, just trying to live.
It's going down in H-Town, baby. Devin the Dude, trying to live. J. Prince Entertainment presents the Michael Watts Swisher House Remix. Fill up your cups, fire up your blunts, it's going down.
Welcome to the show and tell convention on Mars.
Do anybody else have something to show or tell?
I'm Zeldar, from the planet Veldar, which is 8 million chuty beaks from Saturn. I was on my way home one day and was thrown off pattern. Landed on Earth. Nowhere to go. A hole in my mega boop. Landed in a field with green leafy trees. It looked kinda odd to me. So I
smelt it. And then I dealt with it, cut it, and smoked it. And guess how I felt? Very good. I took some for myself. Back to my spaceship. I gave it to my family. They said, what you call it? We. My name is Zeldar. I'm from planet Zeldar. My leader is Zeldar. We shop at Walmart. I came back just to grab me another fat sack of the green leafy thing I found in the field. Yeah, they called it kill. I went through the hood. I'm green, but it wasn't all good. I saw mixed people, all kind of colors, and they looked at me like I was weird. They called me queer. I say, no, my name is Zeldar. I'm from planet Zeldar. My leader is Zeldar. And we shop at Walmart. I have kids. I don't give them none of the green leafy stuff that I found in the field, cause it might do them harm. But I'm old enough. So I cough and I puff on that green leafy stuff I found in the field. Yeah, I call it kill.
Tell me that wasn't a classic. Anyway, I know you enjoyed all the tracks tonight. And as usual, you know, any questions, holler at me. Otherwise, until next week, this is Venus, always keeping music free and random. Until next week, like I said, I'm signing off.